Now look what Dion did.
You gonna tell me?
His hacking up a government computer was a tit for tat.
Tell me what you know. Tell me what you know.
All right,
your friend.
Here's what we did. The Senate was very upset that they found out the CIA was looking at their computers, so they said, well, we're going to look at the computers and see what's going on here for ourselves. So we thought it would be only natural if they're going to spy on us, we spy on them, look at their computers. Dion did. And this is what happens. The news today, the computers the NSA is hacking aren't ours for a change. They're China's. The agency targeting a Chinese telecom giant over security concerns. Now that's my NSA spying on those guys, not us guys. We're going to find what Dion thinks of this in a moment, find out what else he's finding on that computer. First, to reasons Matt Welch, a co-star of The Independents, who's been telling the NSA to stick to the bad guys and leave us alone. They must be hearing you.
You know, if they're going to stick to anybody, like you said, it should be, you know, outfits that are connected with the Chinese military, who have been some of the worst actors when it comes to cyber espionage, to the extent that cyber espionage exists and all of that. But the way that the NSA does business and the way they're doing business here is that they want to just tap into the backbone and get everything. And if they're getting everything from China, that means they're getting everything from a whole lot of Americans. There are 6 million Americans who live abroad. And as we found out last week with the story about the NSA being able to listen in on the telephone calls of everybody in 7 countries, that means anytime an American talks to that person, they're listening in on Americans' telephone calls. That means if you are in that system in China, and there's a lot of Americans doing business in China, so I understand that's what's happening.
I assume they do not go about it the way you're going about it.
Well, this guy told me everything I needed to know, but this guy, he's not talking. And he's
understood.
He's just talking to me, and I don't understand Chinese.
No, sure, understood.
He knows that. Shut up.
All right.
This is much more transparent than
this
what the
is
NSA
much more
transparent.
And right? Many say that Dion is nothing but transparent.
Exactly. He makes the noises.
Exactly.
The NSA is quieter.
But do you know whether any of the spying that they were doing on Americans led to them to break into these Chinese computers?
Who knows?
Because wouldn't they come back, Matt, and say, well, this is how we did it, by going after the Matts of the world and the Neils and the Dions.
You know, but they will never justify it like this. We only find out about any of this stuff 98% of the time because of Edward Snowden, like full stop, and the reporting that's done to follow up on this. They don't tell this stuff to us voluntarily. And so, if you recall, they've told us many times that there is no spying program against Americans. We are not snooping their emails. We're not listening to their phone calls. We have discovered that all of these claims are false. When you have an organization, a bureaucracy that is accountable to no one. We don't know what their budget is. We don't know how many weird hammers and saws that they have. Then of course
I kind of hope that our spies are a little bit better than Dion, who I love dearly.
Now, this guy told me everything.
What did you find out?
He said a lot of bad things about Mrs. Cavuto. We're really upset.
Really?
Yeah. He said some really bad. I don't want to even repeat them. It's not even. This is a children's television show. It's
well, horrible. Many times yeah. It feels
this
that
guy,
way. Yes.
I'm going to find out what he knows.
You're
gonna for sure.
Find out
I'm
going to
find
knows.
Out, yeah.
This kind of stuff, though, is still going to happen, I suspect. I still think the NSA is going to do this kind of stuff, pointing out along the way we get the bad guys, because this is all a part of what we do to protect
right.
you guys.
Right. They will always make that claim, and it will occasionally, maybe once in 1,000 years, be true, although many of their claims of the plots that they prevented have evaporated upon closer discussion. But the thing is, what they're doing here, again and again, is dragnet. You're getting every single bit of communication.
Do you worry about the timing of this, though, Matt? Now they're telling us about, look, we just broke into Chinese system.
You know, the Michelle Obama's in China right now, so there's always going to be some kind of awkward timing going on here. But no, basically, we're in a permanent kind of revelation stage here. And the NSA is rightfully on the run, as are our own intelligence officials who have lied to us repeatedly. And Americans don't like it. Chinese people certainly don't like it. Angela Merkel doesn't like it. There's a reason
for
that.
You deserve far better than this, Matt. And it's only coincidental that Matt chose to wear a red shirt today. By the way, you can catch his fine show, The Independents, of Fox Business Network, Monday through Wednesday, and again on Friday at 9 p.m. Dion, any progress?
He ain't talking.
All right, but you know you're just supposed to take the hard drive out, and you don't have to, like, rip it apart. They'll give it to an expert who will read the data on that without you setting a hammer to it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Wow.
You had it with your kid getting bullied. Dion was bullied. That's just me. I'm going on a limb here. How about putting a restraining order on the bully? And while you're at it, on Dion, the dad who did that, the school that has to comply with that, and two lawyers who are salivating over that after this.